This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their site. So go ahead, check it out. Do a little comparison. See if you can get as much after you pay on those other talk show host sites as compared to what you get for free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy that. And the main feature of the site actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on these very airwaves by submitting show prep suggestions to our website. And then other listeners vote on those suggestions as to whether or not they like them or not. And the most liked will make it up to the front page and the very top of the website. At freetalklive.com, we'll start things out here tonight by going straight to the phones. And I spaced out on your name. Caller, you're on the air.
Ty.
Ty.
Hey, yeah, this is Ty from Memphis. Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Ty, what's on your mind?
Well, I got a couple of things. First, a complaint, a small complaint. Man, the show last night, they were talking about some really unpleasant stuff. I couldn't even make it through the podcast.
Yeah, they were. In fact, I wanted to to talk about that here tonight. The Sunday show, Mark, did you happen to catch any of the Sunday show?
No, I did not.
The Sunday show, and for our listeners that don't know, about a month ago we announced that we were adding a Sunday program, and the intent behind the show was to essentially give the third guy, normally during the week, not tonight, but normally we've got a third host here. To get, an extra perspective and bring some other voices on the program. And the Sunday show's intent was to bring those folks to the main role in the show. So last night, Dale, who's normally on Friday nights, was in the main role the hosting the show and kind of give them some experience at hosting in the front position on Free Talk Live. And I think it's been doing a good job at that so far, and I've got a lot of positive compliments. I guess all compliments are positive. But anyway, we've gotten a lot of compliments from people on the shows until last night when things got a little bit, let's say, explicit. Ty, how did you feel about what you heard last night?
Well, it was just it was definitely not a liberty-oriented programming, and it was just some rather unpleasant things to talk about, and I'd just rather not listen to it, If that's what they want to talk about on Sundays, I'll just skip Sundays, but...
Free Talk Live isn't all about liberty. Free Talk Live is a show where people can talk about anything, and basically...
That's the rhetoric, right? But what do we talk about 90% of the time?
Freedom, of course.
Okay, so...
Because it's important.
So to say that Free Talk Live isn't a show about liberty, but we talk about it 90% of the time, you have to own it to some extent.
Well, no. The concept of the show is that anybody can call in and talk about anything.
Sure.
So, and it includes the hosts. The hosts aren't obligated to...
trying to change the subject, and it was directed back somehow. So, I just didn't enjoy the show last night. We'll leave it there. But
well, Ty, I'd like to point out that I think we've all, all of us here on Free Talk Live have learned over the years to some extent that if we deviate too far from the core value, which is liberty, of Free Talk Live, that we will get some level of scolding. And I think that these guys, this is the purpose of the Sunday show, is to have these guys, learn things. And if they, if they deviated too far and they've learned something, good.
Well,
yep,
just
there you go.
Right. Let me go a little further here on this discussion, though. Last night, just for our listeners that don't know, that didn't hear it, haven't listened to the podcast.
I haven't listened to it.
Weren't listening live. With Luther and Dale and Puke, they came in, and the main topic of discussion was sexual fetishes.
Oh, my.
And they got into fairly descriptive, graphic detail.
Now, can't do that on the radio.
No, and the Sunday show isn't on the radio. So, it was their intention to come in on what they considered to be an internet-only show and do a very explicit program. So I understand where they were coming from on that, and I certainly understand that it's going to be an uncomfortable subject and that a lot of people aren't going to want to listen to it. But it's the Sunday show and they're in charge and I'm not going to tell them what they can't do. I came in actually at one point to tell them that the pirate radio station in Keene at 107.5 that just the last week started carrying Liberty Radio Network content almost all the time, took them off the air in the middle of their discussion about this, you know, sexual fetish stuff. And so my point was that, wow, you know, you guys have managed to offend a pirate radio operator. You know that when you've managed to offend the pirate radio community, and because it wasn't just the one operator, I also am pretty sure another one was upset by it. We had basically two pirate operators express concern over the content, and one of them said, oh, bring it on. So you know, there's always a mixed message. Always people want something that you know, other people want differently from their perspective. And so when I came into the studio, and you can hear me the very last, or I came into the studio and I told them what happened off the air, and then I went upstairs and I called into the show to bring it up on the air as a topic of discussion. And I think the show ended up wrapping out, I think, with a good discussion about content and explicit discussions and things like that. And I think that overall the arc of the show worked out in the end, but I tend to agree with you. It was a pretty explicit program, and certainly nothing that was, you know, appropriate for the FCC radio waves. There's no doubt about that. Go ahead, Ty.
The explicit nature of it was the when they started talking about removing body parts and consuming them. That's when it just like, hey, this is just not something I want to listen to.
Doesn't sound like anything I'd want to hear.
Yeah. Well,
but anyway, I understand where you're coming from, Ian, and you know, I appreciate that, but. You know, and I'll continue to listen. I like the idea of the Sunday show. I like the idea of it being more of a free for all too. So, you know, hey, one unpleasant experience, no big deal. We'll see what happens next week.
Well, but and I know that Luther is going to be in charge of the next Sunday show, and he has said that the show will be back as normal next week without that kind of explicit content. Now, it'll still be an internet-based show, so you'll likely hear some cursing and things like that, but I think there's a big difference between the occasional curse word and having, you know, explicit graphic sexual functions described on the air. And thanks, Ty, for the call and the thoughts.
I don't know that that's what he wanted to talk about.
Oh, it wasn't? I'm sorry. Well, if that's the case, he can call back. Normally, it's only one call per night. But anyway, so we were talking about this show last night, and basically I made a decision that the Liberty Radio Network, which is my little internet network that I've put on the air basically at LRN.FM for two purposes. One is to bring liberty-minded people to other great Liberty shows. We've got a whole roster of over, I think, more than 15 different shows that air on the network. Some of them are live, some of them are recorded. And I think the network has been successful at exposing liberty-oriented listeners to new shows they've never heard before. And so I think it's succeeded in that goal and continues to succeed. The other purpose was to provide a 24-hour program content delivery system, if you will, for somebody that might want to put a radio station online, somebody that might want to start their own community or pirate radio station.
Sure. I mean, imagine the ideas of, you know, the ideas of Liberty getting around the world. Somebody in Czechoslovakia can, you know, get themselves one of these old cheap Chinese transmitters, put up Liberty Radio Network. And
probably makes more sense in an English-speaking area, but
certainly.
Yes, that's the idea.
You know, I mean, so this can deliver content around the world and, you know, great content. I've listened to it has popped up in different places, and when I've listened to it, I've really enjoyed it.
So I was contacted by the operator of the station that took the show off the air last night, and it was explained to me why the show was taken off the air. And you know, the operator pointed out that that they didn't want that kind of content on their air to offend as many people as possible, as how the operators were explaining it. When the station's brand new in the Keene area, and that you know, they felt very uncomfortable with the idea of people having their kids tune into to that particular discussion, and I understood where they're coming from. It's not an easy decision for me as somebody who supports free speech. On the other hand, I also am programming a radio station.
It is free speech. That station is the speaker, essentially, and they decided they didn't want to carry it.
Right.
That's
and
free speech.
And as the program director of the Liberty Radio Network, you know, I had to make a decision as to what to do here. You know, do I just let content go without changing it, or do I change things? We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. Although if you click on last night's show, the Internet-only Sunday edition, you may very well be offended. The folks that were in last night did a very graphic program that definitely could not air on FCC-licensed stations. And that's where the conversation began this evening with Ty calling in to talk about the offensive nature of the program last night. And we did bring Ty back because, Mark, you pointed out that he had another reason he was on the phone, and I dropped the call to move on with the discussion. But Ty's back with us here, so let's start things out. Ty, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hey, I just wanted to give kudos to Mark about the interview with the Magnatune, about the Magnatune site. That is a great, great deal, and it's fantastic because it's free music, free as in liberated music. You know, I mean, you could download in multiple formats, including lossless, like FLAC and WAVE, so you get excellent quality music. I have been searching for a music site that doesn't use DRM and doesn't use MP3 because MP3 loses quality. And it was just fantastic. So I wanted to give Mark a bit of applause for that.
Thanks. I thought that it'd be I agree with you that it is a site that takes a certain tact as far as freedom and the ideas of intellectual property. And that's the reason I did the interview. And, of course, it appears
on our podcast is, yeah. Mark, your interview series, the Edgington Post interview series, that is tacked on to the end of the show occasionally when you do one. So our radio listeners may have no idea what you're referring to.
That much is true. The idea of it is essentially many people want to do interviews. They want to hear interviews, and Free Talk Live doesn't really provide interviews. Free Talk Live is a show about the callers, so I just thought this would be a good way to do some interviews and have people be able to talk to the thousands of people that listen to Free Talk Live and provide extra content to our podcast listeners. And I felt Magnatunes made good sense as far as that goes. So I'm glad that it worked out for you. If you buy a subscription from them, let them know that you heard about it from Free Talk Live.
That's a good idea. Hey,
I will certainly do that.
Ty, anything else on your mind tonight? Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So I posted a blog wrote it up last night at freekeen.com explaining exactly what my decision was all about when it comes to a new policy that I put in place about the Liberty Radio Network, the content there. Because we talked about how a lot of people were upset about last night's program. Sure, some people liked it. That's how it's always going to be. Some people are going to like it. Some people aren't. But I think a lot of people were pretty upset at the very explicit graphic content on the show last night. And I told the guys last night, look, I'm not going to tell you not to keep talking about this. When I came in, there was a full hour left after they'd been pulled off the air by the local community pirate radio station here in Keene. And I told them, look, I'm not going to say to you, don't continue talking about this, but I just want to let you know what happened. You got pulled off the air because of this. So you have to ask yourself, what's more important to you? Is it more important that you keep talking about sexual fetishes on the air or that you be on the air? And so I guess they made their decision. They seemed to stay away from the topic for the rest of the show, but there was a little veering back into it for a short period of time. And so it was later on that I decided that in order to please the pirate radio operators and the people that are picking up the signal and rebroadcasting it, and, essentially putting their butts on the line to broadcast the Liberty Radio Network, they could be subject to an FCC raid. Certainly possible. I mean, the FCC normally comes.
I don't know the content. I don't know how much the content matters in that area. They could be just putting.
Operators felt as though the offensiveness would increase the likelihood that someone would report their
station. I don't disagree with that. To some extent, I agree that that's true. But
on the other hand,
the FCC goes after people that play, calypso music too.
Yeah. So yeah, right. Exactly. On the other hand, the FCC is going to find out if somebody wants to tell them. If somebody is offended by anything you say, there's a good chance
the very fact that you say it without a license is going to be offensive.
Right. It's usually typically when you look at who's reporting pirate radio stations, it's normally the licensed broadcasters.
Oh, yeah.
So and it's
the public is often happy to have another voice, even if they don't agree with it.
Right.
Oh, this is something new.
Well, there's a great video if you look up, I don't know exactly the search phrase, but if you look for pirate radio Santa Cruz, I think, out in California, there was a station out in Santa Cruz that was on the air that got raided by the FCC. The mayor and the city council had actually passed a resolution in support of the community radio station.
Yeah.
So the mayor actually came out and, like a good politician running out in front of a parade, came out and gave a speech out in front of when the feds were raiding this radio station over a megaphone. So you're absolutely right. I mean, in many cases, a community or pirate station can be very popular within the community. So I'm lost. Let me go to the phones. I'm all over the place with this here tonight, and I'll center here in a moment. Let's go to your calls, though, and talk to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of March. Kyle in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah. I wanted to bring up two separate things, if I could. First, I wanted to comment on last night's show. I just find that it's kind of weird. It's Free Talk Live, and it's on the internet. I mean, mostly. What's the problem with that?
Oh, well, okay. So let me see if I can explain. It is a show that is on the internet, but it's being broadcast on a network that's intention is to be broadcast. So the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM is an internet network first and foremost, but it's encouraged that people who are operating a radio station pick up content from that network. Now, it's also understood that the people that are picking up content from LRN.FM and putting it on the air are taking a risk because there are profanities on LRN.FM. It's an internet network, and the content comes from internet producers, and so it's going to have that kind of flavor, right, that open flavor to it. So they're at risk anyway. It's just that some of the operators were upset by that particular content, and right, I have to respect what they think.
Your claim that it's mostly on the internet is not a true claim necessarily. I don't know what mostly means, but if mostly means that most of the people are listening to it on the internet, there's no way to judge that.
It's being
broadcast
likely
on some radio stations,
right,
too.
I say it's likely true that the majority of the listeners are online, because you probably only got, you know, 100 at the most listening on the internet feed, but if you've got three radio stations, we may have as many as four, maybe more than that, taking content from LRN.FM. There are probably at least a couple hundred people listening to those radio stations in aggregate across the country as well. So basically the idea is, okay, well, let's just take the graphic sexual content that was heard last night during primetime hours and just have that air during the overnights. So it's essentially just kind of sculpting the schedule. It's not telling anybody what they can and can't do. It's basically saying, look, you know, a show like Wheels Off Liberty, where they were getting pretty explicit this week, will now air during the overnight hours as opposed to, you know, at 9 in the morning or something like that.
Okay, I'll concede that. I just find it ironic that, at least from what I gather, mostly the people that are actually kind of offended or complaining about it sound like they're from the Liberty community themselves. It just seems kind of ironic, you know.
Well, I think that they are from the Liberty community, and they want to put their best foot forward, so to speak, and they didn't feel like this program that was on last night was their best foot. And I don't blame them for feeling that way, and I thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive over there, and it's totally free.
And you hear all over talk radio people talking about buying gold these days. And when I tried to buy gold off of talk radio several years ago, I found it to be a dizzyingly confusing process. I've tried to make that process a little easier. If you go to gold.freetalklive.com, I've picked out some coins there that I think will be they're good choices for people who just want to get in their hands the metal. They don't care about doing collector coins or anything like that, because I felt that's what the other organizations were trying to do, is just sell me collector coins. And I don't want to collect coins. I wanted some gold and silver. So go to gold.freetalklive.com. See the ones we picked out over there. I think you'll find that the prices on many of those coins just can't be beat. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here. We started out the show with Ty calling in, and he brought up the very controversial episode of the Sunday edition of the show last night, which does not air on FCC licensed stations. It's not even available to them. If a program director came to me and said, "I want your Sunday show," I would say, "No, you can't have it." Not at this point in the game, at least. Maybe down the road, that'll be the case. And so some people were pretty upset because they were talking about very explicit, graphically depictive descriptions of sex acts and fetishes and things like that. And it's very unusual.
This isn't weird in the area of podcasting or even people doing online shows or anything like that. That part isn't weird. The part that's weird is that it's being done on Free Talk Live.
And it's not to say that you couldn't talk about sex. Like, if you were to call in tonight, it's not to say you couldn't talk about sexual fetishes. It's just that you wouldn't be able to get graphic about it.
I'll tell you what, if you are talking about sexual fetishes, our finger is going to be hovering above the dump button. I mean, So
you just wouldn't be able to get graphic and, for lack of a better term, pander to the FCC would consider the lowest common denominator. It's still certainly possible to have an intellectual discussion and I know this was going on last night. I heard a good portion of the show. They were discussing it from an intellectual perspective, but at the same time they were also kind of being in your face about describing the sex acts. And again, they were doing what they considered to be an internet show, but it was aired over a network, LRN.FM, that is intended for broadcast on stations that are doing the pirate slash community radio thing. And so we just had Kyle call in to say, well, you guys are about free speech. And I actually addressed that in my blog post over at freekeen.com. And yes, I am for free speech. I am about free speech. And that's why I have a radio show where you can literally call in and bring anything you want up. However,
I don't want to belittle his point on that one, but I'd like to say, hey, everybody's got their threshold here, dude.
Yeah.
And
there's only so much you can talk about the guy with the jar.
Right.
I won't say any more than that.
Yuck. Yeah. I don't have any idea what that means, but yuck. So everybody's got their threshold.
It didn't end well, let me tell you.
And, to say, oh, it's free speech. Yeah, you can talk about anything you want in your life, but you're going to drive your friends off.
Yeah. Yeah. So I fully support free speech, and I do my best to provide a venue where people can exercise free speech, even in this sort of controlled FCC environment in which we exist six nights a week on this program. It's still a pretty darn free speeching kind of show, wouldn't you say, Mark? I mean, over the years, we've covered a whole lot of topics you would never hear on most talk radio.
That's the effort we try to make.
Right. Yeah. And in many cases, one point that was brought up, and I think it's a good one, and I think it was Puke that mentioned this on the show last night toward the end, was that, well, sometimes Free Talk Live talks about some very offensive things. I mean, we talk about drug use on this program. We've had people call in with trip reports on the air before. So we definitely talk about things on these airwaves that could very well offend somebody and make them call their local radio station or call the advertisers or whatever.
Wait till you hear our Memorial Day show and we tell you that soldiers aren't necessarily doing the will of God when they go out and kill man, woman, and child in foreign countries.
Yeah, that they're not protecting freedom, that they're just backing up politicians and what they want.
That they're really just paid killers for the man.
So the message of Free Talk Live, or the things, the subject matter that we discuss on these airwaves is very mature. And in many cases, could be very offensive. Program directors have told me, look, you guys just aren't right for my demo. I'm programming to 35 to 64, and I don't think that the oldsters will really like your program.
Yeah, of course. They can't handle it.
I do my best to explain to them, well, maybe you should give us a try Saturday nights and see how that works out for you. And sometimes that works.
Sure, that's our shtick, yeah.
Sometimes that, that changes their mind. But some people are just not going to gel with the content. However, there's a certain point at which you cross the line from a mature discussion about an issue that is an adult issue to a explicit graphic depiction of the issue you're discussing. And it's that graphic depiction that I don't feel comfortable putting on my network at LRN.FM that is offending the operators of pirate radio stations. I mean, if you're going to run a pirate radio station, you've got to have some
components.
Right,
you're already being offensive. I don't care if you're putting polka music on. You're already offensive because you haven't spent the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars jumping through the government's hoops and the years and years that it would take to put a licensed station on when, in so many places it doesn't matter one whit whether you have it on, but, they'll still come after you.
Meaning out in the middle of the woods where you're not...
So many places. I mean, there's one that's on here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's sitting on a place in the dial where no one's broadcasting, not anywhere near it. But I can tell you, a complaint has probably already gone to the FCC.
Oh, and I would imagine the complaint, and that's just the thing. The pirate radio operators are very brave because as soon as they put their station on the air, they're at risk of something happening, something awful involving armed men coming into their home and taking their equipment from them and who knows doing what else. But they're at that risk constantly. And I don't really think that I don't know if I buy it that banning graphic content is going to really significantly reduce the chances of being...
I think it increases the level of outrage. I think they're going to come, but when are they going to come?
It's just a guarantee that it's going to happen because other stations are going
to complain. If you broadcast pirate in different metros, they'll come more quickly than they will in other places.
This is true.
So and there seems to be things that make them at the FCC come more quickly, and I don't know what they are.
I don't know if... And when you say quickly, I think you might mean like a year because it's... still the FCC, and they're still a government bureaucracy, and they move pretty slow. So, but all that said, the pirate radio operators are already putting their, to some extent, their money and their freedom on the line, and I don't want to put them at an additional risk that's above and beyond where they're already at. Just simply by airing the LRN.FM content, they're airing programs that can involve profanity. And that's going to be, you know, somebody could say, well, if they hear an F-bomb on the air, then that's one thing that might make somebody go write a letter to
me. That you have two roles here. You have the role of, you know, the guy who owns the intellectual property of Free Talk Live, the guy who has the radio show. And the show's about freedom. And
yes.
Fine. So you let people on the show talk about these sexual fetishes. Even if it was an internet-only show, you made the programming choice there. Then you have an additional role as the program director for Liberty Radio Network.
That's right.
And so as the programmer for Liberty Radio Network, I don't know whether you made a choice there or not, but the choice that you made was to at least inform the guys on the show, you know, what was going on.
Well, that was at that time. And
the people who have a radio station, they have to make their decision. So everybody has to make their decision.
Right.
You don't get to go on and scream obscenities on the radio in the name of free speech because there are people who have checks all along the way. And these guys got checked. Simple as that.
Yeah, they did get checked, and like I said, I came in and I let them know I'm not going to tell you what to do here. But then later on, I decided that the new policy would be that any kind of graphic sexual talk like that would belong in the overnight hours. So that essentially means that for future Sunday episodes of Free Talk Live, that level of graphic explicitness will be unacceptable. So it was okay last night. I didn't, you know, bring a hammer down on him or anything like that. But now the new policy is if you want to talk about the man with the jar and where he put it and what happened in explicit detail, you can do that after 1 a.m. Eastern Time. And I said it at 1 a.m. because I want to make sure the West Coast guys are okay, too. All right, so more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You're welcome to add your thoughts to the discussion. Maybe you are a pirate or community radio operator. Would love to have your thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633. or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. So enjoy those. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You can get behind the show. You can help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And in fact, we may have a pretty cool announcement to make here, probably sometime this week, about expanding the availability of Free Talk Live to even more households throughout North America. We'll give you that coming up. I can't really break the news quite yet, but looking forward to
it. Not quite time.
Yeah, looking forward to doing that. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help expand this program out as wide as we can possibly get it out there. 78 radio stations as of this broadcast. And more to come. Thanks to listeners like you. You get perks, too, to sweeten the deal, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, podcasts, and more. You can get all the details. Get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls here, folks waiting patiently, let's start with Paul, listening somewhere on I-95. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you know, Mark, Paul, let's talk of graphic sexual fetishes has me thinking of Porkfest. Let's talk about Porkfest.
By all means, it's coming up in just days. In fact, many people are already at Rogers Campground. The party has already begun.
Yeah, that's 8 o'clock this morning from South Carolina. I'm driving up 95 right now. I am excited. I am pumped. I'm ready to be there.
Fantastic. Is this going to be your first Porcupine Freedom Festival?
No, I went last year. Last year I wasn't sure if I was going to make it or not, and I made it out Friday and Saturday night, and I got there, and all the tents were sold out, but the nice people at Rogers gave me a huge RV for the same price as tent site, and I had a great time. So as soon as I got back, I signed up for a full week this year, so I'm really
Fantastic.
Looking forward to it.
So when are you expecting to arrive? Sometime late night tonight?
Probably 2 or 3 or 4 or something. Trying to get there as fast as I can, but it's like a 18 or 19 hour drive.
Now, are they going to let you check in the middle of the night?
I have no idea. I'll figure that out when I get there. I want to thank you guys, too, for your website, all the podcasts. I downloaded, a whole week's worth, and I've been to that on the way up. So that's making
right on.
The ride a lot easier.
Very cool. And, of course, we've got our listen lines. So if you get free long distance, you can actually listen to the show as we do it live. That's always an option as well. And people can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get details on that. But Free Talk Live is actually going to be heading up. We've changed our plans. We were going to do Thursday through Saturday, and now we're doing Wednesday through Saturday. So we're going to do an extra Porkfest show, increasing our Porkfest coverage by 33%. So we'll see you there. And anything else you want to share tonight?
One more thing, too. Last year, the people were my favorite thing. I was really happy, cool, hanging out with everybody. But one event this year has sparked my interest a lot, and that's the debate between Rich Paul and I forgot who the other person is. They're talking about in-the-system activism versus out-the-system activism, with Gary Johnson being a moderator. And I think that's going to be an awesome thing. I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, do you happen to remember what day that's on?
What's that?
Do you happen to remember what day that's happening?
I think it's Saturday.
All right, I will definitely look it up because, yeah, I agree with you. That's going to be I think that the gloves are coming off for that one, and it should be very interesting. I thank you for the call. Have a safe trip. 800-259-9231, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, of course, inevitably we'll be talking a lot about it this week. It's coming up starting officially on Thursday, and it's the yearly event that's put on by the Free State Project in order to get people the opportunity to come together and meet one another and socialize and do various different activities and go to events. And it's all happening at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. Beautiful location right next to the White Mountains. And it was so much fun last year, and it's going to be even better this year. Over 550 people have registered in advance for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's all kinds of folks going up there. We've got a film crew in the studio here tonight. They're shooting some footage of us, interviews, and they're going up to Porkfest this weekend to interview you if you're going to be there. There's a good chance of that happening. Free Minds TV is going to be broadcasting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as I understand it, or maybe at least recording. I don't know if they can broadcast from there. But we'll be broadcasting live every single night that we're there as well. And it's just a great time and a great excuse to get together with other people of a like mindset, people who understand what freedom's about. You don't have to start the conversation on freedom. They're already there. They get it. You can talk about all kinds of other things and build some bridges and start friendships that will last a lifetime, because a lot of the people that are coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival are members of the Free State Project who have either already moved to New Hampshire or are considering moving to New Hampshire or just waiting for the opportunity to move to New Hampshire or planning to move. I know that Michelle Seven is coming up here this weekend from Nashville, one of the infamous income tax, I don't know, is resistor the right term?
Yeah, it sounds right.
Tax freedom advocates. She's an incredibly lovely lady, and she's coming up here. I think she might already be up here in New Hampshire. So all kinds of names, the names that you hear on this show. You know, this Free Talk Live doesn't drop politicians' names. We don't care about politicians, but we will talk about the activists, the people that are up here in New Hampshire actually advocating for freedom, putting their freedom on the line in order to achieve more freedom in the future. It's an incredible group of people, and what he was talking about there was this debate that's been scheduled between Rich Paul, who is kind of one of the outside the system guys, although he was talking to me about running for city council. So I think he's been wrongly maybe categorized as outside the system.
Yeah, I don't think he's outside the system. I think he's doing some outside the system activism.
Right. He's willing to engage in outside the system activism. How about that? And then somebody like the guy who's in charge of New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, Matt Simon.
Matt Simon. I'm very interested in hearing this because I think that there may be good points on both sides.
He's very much inside the system, and he gets very upset at people doing outside the system stuff. And so we will see how that goes. Plus, as he mentioned, Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, actually moderating the debate. So that's pretty cool, too. All right, let's continue here with your phone calls. Go to porkfest2010.com, by the way, to get registered for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can still do it in advance. Save yourself $5. It's $30 at the door, $25 in advance. Porkfest with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, 2010.com to your phone calls and the fun. Blake is in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Blake.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Blake. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a large portion of your show on Saturday was devoted to the topic of marijuana prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple callers that were making comments that I wanted to address, such as marijuana users are lazy or that marijuana induces depression in the users.
You know, I'm surprised they didn't trot out the marijuana makes men grow breasts allegation on Saturday night. Go ahead with your thoughts. I mean, they were really just trotting out all of the old canards and the propaganda tactics that are just nonsensical.
Well, anyway, I my opinion as to a probable reason for these so-called symptoms of marijuana use is that as a mild psychedelic, which marijuana is, if marijuana users don't believe me, just like smoking out to your head sometime. But, psychedelic drugs, they cause your mind to work differently. And oftentimes, you know, one gentleman was speaking to his own personal experience with marijuana in high school, and I would say that, you know, one probable reason that marijuana causes laziness, and laziness being a euphemism for, you know, acting outside of the social norms, as far as I'm concerned, is that, you know, when you're a teenager and you're smoking marijuana, you might just realize that the whole school system that you're stuck in is pretty much bull.
Yeah.
And that might make you a little lazy, or, you know, rather than saying lazy, that might make you not want to really participate.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's a completely valid point.
You know, the idea, for one, there's no science saying that marijuana makes one laconic or lazy or that it causes depression or anything like that. But I think you can... I think you can concede that point, even if it does that to some people. And I think that's what the claim was being made here. Even if some people become lazy and some people become depressed on it, well, you know, some people become depressed and blow their heads off because they drink too many beers. You know, this happens. And is the person then suggesting that we should go back to prohibition? Because the problem with prohibition was that it brought the problems to people who don't use the substance. If there's a problem with smoking marijuana, if marijuana makes your head blow off after the 10th puff, it's your head. You get to blow it off if you want to. The problem is the enforcement on this, the billions of dollars every year that go into the enforcement of this that I have to pay that I don't agree with when I don't smoke it.
Well, the problem, I mean, yeah, the billions of dollars that are wasted, that's a large portion of the problem. But, I mean, we could talk about this problem every day, all day, and never even break through the cognitive dissonance of half the people that are listening to this conversation.
Yeah, I think we're short on time, but I think the best thing that that can be done is to show people otherwise. It's like I said on the air, look, I've smoked cannabis for a decade of my life, more than that now, and I'm pretty darn successful. I mean, I've got a successful radio program. I guess the suggestion
things are terrible, right?
I guess the suggestion would be that if I hadn't smoked pot, I'd have 200 affiliates instead of 78. Hey, thanks, Blake. Appreciate it. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.